this morning. And you know, I don't have to tell you, that we are in that Thingamabob Creek without a paddle. We're up that creek at the moment. We're going to be reaching day zero one of these days. It's not a question of whether we will or whether we won't. It looks like we will be. And it looks like the city still doesn't have a cooking clue as to what you and I have to do once the water runs out. Because I heard Councillor Xanthia Limburg say, oh no, one person can collect water on behalf of everybody in the family. It's going to be a very strong person, for starters. Second of all, how are you going to know who belongs to which household? Hashtag, just asking, right? It's going to be a monumental, you know what, if they don't get the basics right. So the only thing we can do is make sure that we don't act like total nincompoops and prioritize our grass over our dams. And we don't take those stupid 20-minute showers that a lot of people are still taking. Because there's still some bright sparks who do that, by the way. Sprinkler systems running, watering grass while our taps run dry. Coming up, though, with day zero fast approaching, Neopearl, which is a German business, they're visiting our water-stressed city to demo the Neopearl range of world-leading water-saving devices, which should be compulsory to fit in Cape Town and South Africa on the whole, I think. As a matter of fact, around the world, we're running out of water. They're currently being used in UAE countries where water is made from seawater, for example. They've teamed up with a Cape Town company called Water Connections, which began in 1997 as a marketing company based in the Cape. This is for the distribution of quality plumbing products and components, but now here to save your day, hopefully. So great having the two gentlemen with me today. I've got Junaid Sheikh, owner of Water Connections. Good having you on the show.
Good morning, Keno. Thank you
and
very much.
And Armin Tatamanti, is that right? Is that how I pronounce it correctly?
Yeah, just right.
Tatamanti?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah. You're obviously with the water-saving company called Neopearl in Germany. Tell us a little bit about the work you do, first of all, in Germany and the products that you have, and we'll talk about this relationship that you've built as well.
Okay, so it's about 60 years. We are focusing on the components like aerators. People call it filter, which is the little piece end of the tap where the water comes out. This is a standard kind of component, which 95% all the taps have the same. And let's say like 10-15 years ago, aerator means you mix air with water, has been used for 12 to 15 liter per minute.
Yeah.
Because 15 years ago, we haven't been the situation we have in most of the big cities around the world. So due to the population grow, and mainly in the urban places, the stress of the water consumption became rather big. So what we're doing since more than 10 years, that in this little insert, this plastic piece, which you can take out, we have been building a little regulator on the back, giving you exactly the right flow. Any pressure, you have high pressure, low pressure in your area, you get your 2 liter, you get your 4 liter, whatever you require. So we have the experiences in several cities or several areas and countries in the world. It can be Singapore, Australia, California, name it. We've do it very strongly in the Middle East these days because they're facing exactly the same problem you had.
Yep.
And changing that little kind of component, which is very little kind of rants, No problem at all.
Yep.
So changing that to the exactly right flow, we have the experiences. You can have a hand wash with less than 2 liters per minute, fully comfort everything, and having a kitchen or a private wash basin with less than 4 liters, a kitchen less than 6 liters, it means 50-60% saving without any comfort loss, you know.
That is, and the comfort loss, I think, is important. Although I think people have now forgotten the comfort. The ones who really want to save the game, you know what? I'll let the water run for 10 seconds, then soap myself, and then let the water run for another 10 seconds. So let's talk about the comfort level in the shower, for example. If I put that in the shower, and I shower for, because normally we're told to shower for 2 minutes.
Yes.
Right. I can now shower for 5 minutes and I just use as much water as I would have if I showered for 2 minutes.
Yes.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
No.
In the old days, you had showers for 16 to 20 liters, you know. Now, these days, the two-day shower head, a little bit small in diameter.
Yeah.
Also, some of them mixed with air. You have a wonderful shower with 6 liters, 7 liters. Running it for 2 minutes, it means instead of 26, it's a saving of 4. 2 minutes, it's 28 liters.
Wow.
28 liters just for your shower. And in your family, you're probably several fellows. So
yes.
You end up easily in the morning saving 100 liters, you know.
Wow.
So, and that I tell you, the shower, with the two-day shower head, the 2 days regulation, nobody will complain. We have these showers in five-star hotels where people pay a lot for a night. They're not complaining at all. So
wow.
There's no loss.
So you can have a normal shower and still save money. Normal, I use an inverted.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, wow. That is absolutely fascinating. Now, let's talk a little bit about, Junaid, let's start with you, Water Connections, right? You started as a marketing company. What's the nature of the relationship between yourselves and Neopal?
Yeah, morning, Kino, and to the listeners as well. Thank you for having me. We started a long time ago, and I'd been traveling to Germany as a marketing company to source like really good products and components that would be made available to the South African public. And Neopal happened to be the water-saving leg of this company. And in the last 20-odd years, that's what we've been promoting. And we've gone through several droughts and looked at their technology. It is the best in the world. It is a company that specifies and manufactures components for every single reputable tap manufacturer in the world that you can think of. The water-saving thing now seems to be more prevalent because of the drought that we're in. So every 2 years I travel, and every 2 years the new technology that they develop, I bring to South Africa and we try to implement it. And that's
wow.
How I ended up with them. And we've got quite a good relationship with them. And we've marketed their products successfully here in South Africa via the municipalities.
Yeah.
The KZN municipalities now register in their municipal buildings 44% saving. I think we've paid back the money on the actual product within about, say, 2 to 3 weeks.
Well, you're talking about a shower head and paying back the money.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's something we get, yeah.
Oh, you're going to love that. I caught that one.
Yeah.
Shower heads and paying back the money. You can get one for the presidency. Might help the president a little bit. But anyway, that is phenomenal, though.
Yeah.
But the nice thing is it doesn't inconvenience you at home.
You see, that's the thing. When I did this, I mean, they've come to South Africa, but they've got very much a European kind of background and a Middle Eastern kind of experiment. So what I did was I designed a kind of a booklet, and I said to myself, what would the average South African do? And if he did that, would he be inconvenienced with these flow regulators? Would the water coming out be practical enough for him to take a shower?
Yeah.
Would the water that you were washing your hands on these 2 liters or even less be inconvenient to you? And we realized many years ago that the technology is the equivalent of giving you what you needed. So it's not really water saving. You're just not wasting water any longer. That's what this technology does. So if you wanted the dams to last you 3 months longer than day zero, then you'd got to stop wasting water.
So someone like our desk editor for EWN, Regan Thor,
yeah.
Says that he's now planning to wash every second day or something like that.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to, because he can affect the savings if he uses something which basically saves you about 100 liters in the morning as a family.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow. Regan? Hey? So please shower every day, if you don't mind. Okay, he will. I'm sure he will. Where do we find this? How do we get hold of it?
Well, there's a list of stores in different suburbs all over. I mean, we've been around for 20 years. So if you take a look at the southern suburbs, the northern suburbs, some of your big retail DIY stores or whatever, your big plumbing merchants that's situated around the city center, they already have been procuring it. Many of your hotels have already purchased them and have got phenomenal results with these devices as an initial step. And now they'll be looking at further steps. But I mean, just about anywhere in the Western Cape that you can think of, anywhere from here to Glen William and from Cape Town running up to as far as Plettenberg Bay, it's available. There's plumbing merchants, there's DIY merchants, and if there's anybody who's unsure about where they can get them, all they've got to do is basically go onto our website and give us a call, and we could make it available to them. But it's available everywhere. The knowledge is not available. So many people like yourself, when I showed you this little washer, I mean, it's something difficult to comprehend where it would actually fit. Yeah. But if you actually, if you've seen and if you had, the, if the knowledge was conveyed to you or whatever, then you'd basically understand that you don't have to shower for 2 minutes at 20 liters. You can shower for 2 minutes at 6 liters, collect the water. You could shower twice a day. There's no personal hygiene compromises. And you'd still have enough water, almost like a water bank that you'd have.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the website?
Well, we the website at the moment, I done it some time ago. It was very, very basic. It was www.savewatersa.co.za. Very, very basic.
It's fine.
But the gist of what needs to be conveyed to the ordinary person or whatever was on that website.
Well, I just want to thank you, Junaid Adaman, for coming in and talking to us about it. It looks phenomenal. It's what we need, I think. I definitely think. So I'm encouraging people to go out. You know, try the various places like Plumlink or whatever,
on tap,
Brights, go and check it out and see whether you can work. When they walk in there, what do they ask for?
Well, all they've got to tell them is they need to look at the what possible solutions they have for water saving, and that covers everything from just a normal, simple washer for a few rands to everything else
Love
that
it.
They might want to give them.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time. Wish I had a half an hour to have this discussion.
Thank you.
But the man who will be washing every day from now on is Regan Thor, desk editor at EWN in Cape Town, and he might even show you. Huh?